The taxpayer's gift keeps on giving.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Citigroup might be paying back its TARP money, but now the bank seems to be getting a bailout of a different sort. Tax breaks worth billions. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more.
There's a rule in the tax code that allows a company to avoid taxes as a result of losses in prior years. Citigroup's loss tally is already $38 billion. The thing is, companies can't take advantage of the tax break if there's a change in ownership. That's so you can't just buy a flailing company and take advantage of the tax breaks. Well, the IRS exempted Citigroup from that part of the rule last Friday. So even though the government is about to sell a 34% stake in the bank, it won't be considered a change in ownership. Citi will get to keep its tax break. Perhaps a fair ruling, says banking analyst Bert Ely.
We have to be careful in rushing to judgment about this.
Ely says the government may benefit from the exemption. That's because the tax breaks may keep Citi's stock value from dropping. That would mean a better return when Uncle Sam sells his stake in the bank. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
This morning, the government said housing starts rebounded last month, up almost 9%. Analyst Richard DeKayser of Woodley Park Research says housing starts can vary with the weather, but he sees a gradual recovery.
If you read through the kind of volatility that weather can give us, we're seeing a recovery in both sales and construction activity, which has been underway since roughly March, April of this year.
Also, the cost of living rose 0.4% last month, but other than higher energy prices, inflation was tame, and the Fed is expected to leave interest rates down where they are today. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are 0.6% higher this morning. The Dow's up 47 points at 10,498. Intel shares are down less than 2%. The government said this morning it's suing the world's biggest chip maker, accusing Intel of using its size to stifle competition. Microsoft shares are up 1%. The European Union is dropping antitrust charges after Microsoft agreed to give Windows users a choice of up to 12 other web browsers. European markets are up about 1%, and Asian stocks were mostly lower today. Congress is stepping up pressure on Iran to end its nuclear weapons program. Yesterday, the House passed a bill strengthening sanctions against the country. Marketplace's Brett Neely reports Congress is going after what may be Iran's Achilles heel.
Iran has huge oil reserves, but it has to import about 40% of its gasoline because it doesn't have enough refineries. California Democrat Howard Berman is the bill's sponsor.
It would sanction foreign companies that sell refined petroleum to Iran or help Iran with its own domestic refining capacity by depriving those companies of access to the United States market.
After massive protests earlier this year, sanctions expert Gary Huffbauer says Iran's government is vulnerable to economic pressure. But he says smugglers will find a way to keep Iran supplied with gasoline.
Short of blockading the Persian Gulf, the Straits of Hormuz, it will come through.
The Carnegie Endowment's Karim Sajapour says dissidents in Iran are worried about the possible new sanctions.
People believe that sanctions on gasoline are going to hit the average person and may actually pour cold water on the momentum of the opposition.
The Senate will likely take up the bill early next year. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America. 1 year into a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities. And is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Now we continue our special coverage of the UN Climate Change Summit in Copenhagen. A busy day there today. Police officers used tear gas and batons on demonstrators, and the Danish president of the conference resigned to make way for Denmark's prime minister to give negotiations a more political push. The British energy giant BP has officials in Copenhagen this week. The company says it invested more than $1 billion in renewable energies last year. But this year, BP says that amount dropped to between $500 million and $1 billion. BP's director of European government affairs is Howard Chase. Howard, welcome.
Good morning.
Why has BP decided to scale back its renewable energy investments?
Nothing's changed in the strategy. I think what we're doing here is concentrating on what we really can do. Let me give you a couple of examples. Biofuels, we believe, can make a really valuable contribution both to energy security, but also, of course, to reducing CO2 from transport. The other really good example is if you make electricity from natural gas, you can make it with much less CO2 than from, for example, coal. Those, I think, are two good examples that aren't necessarily renewable, but they are much lower carbon forms of energy.
Well, sometimes the government pushes things along with subsidies. Why not invest some of the $5.33 billion in profit from the third quarter into something that might stand on its feet years down the road?
Absolutely. And first, we are investing. And secondly, I accept your point about governments. But you need to invest in something where you can be fairly confident it is going to work in the longer term.
What, if anything, could happen at this Copenhagen conference to draw more of BP's money into renewable energies?
I think for all of us in business, we're looking to see a more predictable and clear long-term framework for running our businesses. So if governments can agree a real framework on a global basis, a single agreement, if you like, going on into the future, then I think all businesses can plan on a much longer-term basis. That's really what we're looking for from Copenhagen.
Howard Chase is Director of European Government Affairs at BP. Howard, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And be sure to listen to the latest from Copenhagen later today on Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl. And the U.S. Census Bureau reports the number of text messages sent doubled last year to more than 110 billion. Maybe once you've texted, there's not much more to say because the average length of a cell phone call dropped to 2.3 minutes, shortest amount of chat time since the 90s. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.